Historically, debate over charter schools in Maine has meant sharp disagreement between supporters and those who believe they operate at the expense of traditional public schools and districts. But in Augusta today, the two sides were more or less in agreement as they argued before the legislature's Education Committee that Maine needs to change how it funds charter schools. Jay Field has our story.
This concern over how to fund charters, it didn't just pop up out of the blue. In June of 2011, state lawmakers debated the bill that would legalize charters. Elizabeth Schneider, a former Democratic state senator from Orono, wondered what these alternative public schools would mean for their traditional counterparts in districts across the state.
Additional entities coming in and potentially pulling away student population. Will that impact our public schools? And I would say that it will definitely impact our public schools.
And it has, financially at least.
I've circulated to you a small brief chart just to give you a sense of what would happen if we continued the current funding system.
Tom Desjardin, Maine's acting education commissioner, handed out a chart Monday at a hearing of the legislature's Education and Cultural Affairs Committee. Charters are public schools. Right now, when a child enrolls in one, the state and local money that would have followed the student to his traditional public school goes to the charter school instead. This has left districts with charters, like the 13 on Desjardins' list, losing money.
RSU 54, for example, Skowhegan would incur a cost of $1,011,408, Topsom $829,000, Brunswick $537,000, and so on.
To stop the financial bleeding, Desjardins says the state needs to treat charter schools
in the same manner as school administrative units, in other words, school districts.
A bill backed by Governor Paul LePage would do just that, paying charters a flat annual sum based on a school's enrollment numbers. The Education Committee, meantime, heard testimony on two other bills with the same goal as the governor's measure.
We strongly support the effort to spread the cost of charter schools across the state.
Connie Brown heads the Maine School Management Association, which is backing one of the measures, LD 131.
LD 131 would spread the local share across all districts by slightly increasing the required local mill rate. The best estimate that we have is by 6/100ths of a mill. The bill would also put a special focus on virtual charter schools.
The bill also calls for a one-year moratorium on the approval of any new virtual charter schools so the legislature can study which online learning model works best for the state. But that's not something the governor and possibly many lawmakers are going to get behind. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.